what were you trying to accomplish, and what did they end up doing?
Well, I mean, they play a style that's very physical, and it was very effective for them. And, you know, late in the second quarter, I think we did some things to kind of negate that by running. But in the third quarter, they got their bearings back, and they were very effective in doing some things, especially defensively. And then we missed some easy shots. And then that turned into some frustration on our part, which then we took some poor shots, and one thing led to another, and before you know it, we're down 10 or 12. And we've been down 10 or 12, but once it got to 16, 18, we've not been there. Mm-hmm. And that's really hard. You know, we have battled back. I mean, one of our regional games, we were down 14 and came back to win. Mm-hmm. Lawrence North, early in the season, we were down at least 12 and came back to win. So it's not like we will quit. And I don't think we ever quit, but we did get frustrated and we failed to execute it the way I know we can. But credit to Penn. They got us to a point where we got frustrated, and that really hasn't happened all year till tonight.
How much of a problem did Vera cause for you?
Well, she's an outstanding player. You know, she's effective inside. She can step outside. And tonight I thought she was on top of her game. I don't know the exact stats, but you know, every time they needed a play, she delivered.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Just an incredible two-year run for your girls. Just, if you can speak about that.
Well, I mean, we've got a terrific group of girls. We're thrilled with what they did last year. We're thrilled with what they've done this year. As I said, tonight was not our best game. But there were some flashes within the game. You can see we're still a pretty good team. And we hope that we can come back next year and be a strong team again. I'm not going to predict we'll be here, but I feel we've got a bunch of good players and we'll work at it, and maybe, just maybe, we will be here.
You played this team before. I believe you actually beat them earlier in the year. Did that help you, hurt you, knowing what they would do? Did it help them a little bit more this time
around? Well, I think motivationally it probably helps them because it gives them a chip on their shoulder. But that game really didn't have much to do with this one because of significant lineup changes. We played that game at full strength, and their starting point guard was unavailable because of injury. Tonight, their starting point guard's back, and our starting point guard's out with an injury. So the lineups have changed quite a bit, but I'm not saying that's the sole reason for the result. I mean, Penn had a plan. They executed it really well, and they deserve credit for doing that.
Hard to convince your girls, being that they won last year, that this isn't a bad thing. They're still number two in the state. It's a big deal. Is it hard to convince them of that?
Well, right now they're emotional because they had a goal of achieving and winning tonight. But their overall success, especially if you look at where we were a year ago tonight when we left the floor, I think 90% of the state says Columbus North will be okay next year, but nothing special. Well, I think we proved we are still something special.
What happened in that 11-0 run to end the third quarter when the game kind of got away? What did they do wrong?
Well, I think defensively they were very, very physical, and we got a little frustrated. You know, the physicality caused us to miss a couple shots, and then we got frustrated and rushed a couple shots. You know, we just weren't finishing and converting the way we should and could. I mean, you know, but credit to them. They played at a level that caused that to occur.
Thanks.